Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horse with you, and I'm going to share with you today about hedging. I think you need to learn it, understand it through these volatile times. So let's go to our hedging webinar right now, and here we go.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. This is the ultimate hedging of your portfolio, and what a day to have this class. How did I know? Anyway, it's great to have everybody here. And of course, we're going to go through a lot of things. We're going to go through it fast and learn. And I will, as I do at any one of my webinars, I will always take all of your questions, but try to keep the questions and wait till the end. Okay. So that, you know, because I don't like to get thrown off topic and I don't want to get anybody confused. So I will happy to, but I'll answer any question you have at the end without a problem. I will stay as long as you like. Okay. So let's begin. And of course, this is a long-term solution to a short-term problem. I retire on Friday. I haven't saved a dime. Here's your chance to become a legend. Okay. And for those of you who don't know me, I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I've been doing this for 38 years. I've been a member of all three floors. I'm still a member of the Board of Trade. I'm the founder and author of Bubba Trading, Bubba's Guide to Trading Options, and Bubba's Guide Now to Trading Weekly Options. I regularly contribute to Fox, BNN, CNBC, RFD TV, Phoenix TV of China, and Kitco News, and I have my own radio show every day. And also, I'm one of the original market makers from the S&P. This is just me co-hosting with Maria Bartiromo on the Mornings with Maria. Now, always be hedged, right? You can buy any time, but always be hedged. It's just, this should become a habit for you. This should become something that you're going to do on a regular basis so that you don't have to worry about when markets make crazy downturns or crazy moves. You're always protected. Okay. You always are in the game. And that is the key to what we do, is always to be in the game. So tonight we're going to talk about protect, prosper, and compound choices. What is hedging? Why hedge? Trading strategies used in the past. The importance of hedging your portfolio. Choices. Portfolio protection myths, strategies, phases of the market, and some Q&A. A lot of stuff. Lots to go over. So financial protection, what is it all about? All right. There's many ways that it's been done. There's many ways that you've all tried it. We're going to go through all of those throughout the call this evening, and we're going to help you get to a point where you can at least have a better understanding of what you need to do to protect your, as I like to say, potatoes. And you can figure out what to fill in for that if you want. But it's about prospering and compounding. Where does the money come to compound your portfolio? Well, we all know about dividends and things like that. But do you remember when we were kids? I don't know if you guys did it, but there's always that joke, you know, you give me a penny and we double it every day. And of course, that's compounding it out. And if you take a look at that in 30 days, it's about $5 million. So if anybody wants to make that deal with me, please send me a penny and then double it every day and we'll all be in good shape. But in all seriousness, we have choices that we can make. Now, you know, you can sell your portfolio and just turn it into cash. You can ask your family astrologer. You can use index derivatives to hedge your portfolio, or you can do nothing and observe your portfolio rogue. Now, if you obviously being in cash, you should never be in cash. Okay. You should always be 100% invested. Okay. There is no reason to be in cash if you know how to hedge your portfolio. Because at the end of the day, money never sleeps. And if your money's sitting in cash, it ain't working for you. Okay. At 1 or 2%, whatever you're getting from the bank these days, it ain't working. We know that the stock markets in history go up 8% year over year. So if you're taking care of your portfolio properly, then you're going to be in a much better condition. Ask your family astrologer. You could do that. It might work. Right. Do nothing and watch your portfolio erode. I mean, again, obviously that's not a choice. Now we do know, as I just said, markets do go up 8% year over year. So if you're investing money you can afford and you don't have to sell, then you should never panic. But the best way is to use index derivatives to hedge your portfolio. because there's a great way to do it safely and actually at times not only enhance your portfolio and make more than you would have made. There'll be times you'll make less, but the one thing you'll always know is you're going to always be compounding your portfolio and always be in the game. All right. It's very important to be a part of the game and be in the game. Because we all know in September of 1929, there's no cause to worry because the high tide of prosperity will continue. And that was by the Secretary of State. You ever notice all these big guys come out and talk when they tell you there's nothing to worry about? Of course, that's just the time to worry about, like a coach. You get the vote of confidence from the owner. Don't panic, relax. Okay, now this is something that if you're with me, you always get these emails when the markets are doing something crazy overnight, because the worst thing you can ever do is panic and puke out your portfolio. Okay, that's the worst. That is the worst decision that anybody can ever make, is to panic. What do we know for certainty is that markets will bounce. In 1987, they bounced off of the bottom that day. Okay. You never want to be the first one out. If the markets are breaking hard in the morning, you can bet your whatever that they're going to have a little bit of a bounce at some point during the day. Never panic and puke with the crowd. Whatever you do, okay, whether you come hedging with me or whether you stay on your own, never panic or puke on the opening of a market. Do not get yourself emotionally tied to what's the original shock of the market. I've watched this 1,000 times. I've seen many people go bust. And I'm just telling you that if you sit back and relax and take a deep breath and use some logic, you'll have a much better chance. I guarantee it. So what is hedging? Hedging is an investment position intended to offset potential losses or gains that may be incurred by a companion investment. A hedge is like insurance, okay? Now, we all have health insurance. We all have life insurance. I just gave mine up. But we all have health insurance, or hopefully you do. You have car insurance. You have homeowner's insurance. And what's the problem with all those insurances? They're all good, but you never want to use them. And they bring you no value when you do use them. Well, hedging your portfolio, the way we're going to teach it, will bring you actually value and help you compound that portfolio out. Okay. Why hedge? Because hedging gives you the opportunity to stay in the market at all times. Hedging gives you the opportunity to be 100% invested at all times. Hedging keeps you from losing sleep at night. In fact, I've gotten many emails, which I don't have included here, but that tell me that the hedging model that we teach acts as a sleeping pill. So they never have to get up and worry about the market, okay? Because you don't. That's the beauty of hedging your portfolio properly. And I'm going to show you the strategies that are not proper, but that's the beauty of hedging your portfolio properly. You can sleep at night, and actually, I'll be honest with you, and there's a few on this call right now that have hedged with me, and they're smiling when the markets go down because they know what does that mean. It means they're going to be buying more stock at the bottom of the market because they're compounding out their portfolio. It's always something to remember. Now, portfolio protection miss, covered calls. Covered calls are possibly the worst strategy in history. Now, 30 years ago, covered calls were fine. Why? Because commissions were too high. There was no other way to protect your portfolio. Premiums were bigger, okay? And people were trying to create income. And it wasn't the same as it is today. In today's market, you've got all kinds of strategies that you can use. That because when you do a covered call,
and we'll come back and get the covered call after the break. In the meantime, you're listening to my hedging webinar, and of course we believe in being protected and want you to be protected as well. So make sure you check it out and listen carefully, take some notes. If you have some questions, you can send them in. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm and help us reach our goal of 1 million downloads per month. And also, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which is free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, fill out the little box that comes up, and you can get the update delivered to your inbox every day after the close. It gives you what I thought of the day and what I expect for tomorrow. It's like having tomorrow's newspaper today. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, let's get back to the hedging webinar and let's get back to why we hate covered calls. And here we go.
You've given up the upside. because if the market explodes to the upside, you're out. You're not getting any of it. And that's very important to understand. Protective puts, which you just buy a put. In 2014 or 15, I can't remember which year it was. I think it was 14, but whatever it was, the market was up 21%. And every big mocker on TV was saying, well, buy the options are cheap. Buy cheap options and protect your portfolio. Well, the market was up 21%. If you'd have bought the cheap options, you would have been up about 3%. Options are never cheap, right? You have to know how to use the options correctly by putting them in the correct combination so that you're not giving away all your money and letting it erode into zero. Okay. Gold and other precious metals. Well, what did gold do today? Just for example, with the market getting cracked, it went down. Right? Gold is not a safe haven play. Gold is another commodity, just like anything else. It's a hard asset, like your home. All right? It's not going to protect your portfolio should the market crash. I recommend everybody own a little bit of gold because I believe in being diversified. But don't think that if you buy gold, you're protecting your portfolio. You are not. You're not going to get the benefit of it. Pick tops and bottoms, pretty tough to do. Of course, a lot of the experts think they can because they keep telling you, well, let's roll. We got to get it risk on, risk off. I get a headache listening to them. I worry about everybody because, again, if I knew when the right time and the right stocks were to move to, then I would never have to do anything. I just make billions of dollars. You can't. Obviously, nobody can pick tops and bottoms. Hoping and praying is one that many do in the quiet of their own home. And you can panic. None of these options are good. None. I mean, if I had to pick one that I'd say that would be the worst of all the evils here, the protective put is would be the best out of the evils here. But they're all evil. Matt Demeter can. That's true. He's good. October 14, 1929, Secretary Lamont and officials of the Commerce Department today denied rumors that a severe depression in business and industrial activity was impending. Okay. Remember it? Now nobody lived there, but remember about 1929. Okay. Here's what happened. Now, again, we have this very similar pattern today. Now, again, I'm not predicting a crash. I never predict crashes. Okay. I've recently stated to the people that are with me all the time that I believe the market's at the top. Okay. And I can show you, I'll give you my reasons why. But here we are. I mean, this is a chart that looks very similar. And if you go back farther, if you go back to the beginning of this move, here, I mean, we're going straight up. You can't go straight up forever. You can't keep depending on the idiots from the Federal Reserve. The free money doesn't work. And you heard that today in the panic of the Fed's notes. Okay. They made those notes when the market was at all time highs. They didn't make them after the sell off. They didn't know about the sell off when those notes came out. Okay. But in the meantime, I called the high of this market because I was looking for this big sell-off. And I said, if it failed, when it came back to rally, that would be, to me, an indication of the top. Well, we failed. So we'll see if it continues to fail. Now, again, I will never tell you that the markets are going to collapse tomorrow. Okay. In fact, I stood in the pit in 1987 and traded, and very eerie feeling. I was very calm, but that type of setup will never happen again. Okay. 1987 was a one-off because they now have circuit breakers. And now think about this. If you remember what I said earlier about relaxing, the reason they put circuit breakers in is to give everybody a chance to catch their breath before they start plowing in and selling more. Okay. That is something you have to remember. Okay. Is that they put them in for a reason. It's to calm the field. Wait till the markets are liquid. Give yourself a chance. So again, will we see another collapse? Yeah, we're going to see it. I will say this sometime, and I can't tell you how many years, but sometime, and I would think it'd be sooner than later, but there'll be a 30 to 40% haircut to this market. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean anything if you've got enough dough. It means that there's going to be a correction. There's got to be. There always is. It never changes in history. This time is not different. As much as the pundits would like to convince you that it's different, as much as the brokers and advisors would like to convince you that it's different, this time is not different than any other market. Okay. All markets are the same. All patterns repeat. And this market's going to break down just like the other ones. But if you remember, they keep your emotions in check. Okay. In 2008, everybody talks about what a disaster it was. You had ample opportunity to get out of your portfolio in 2008. All right. There was plenty of big rallies to get you out. But what happens is we keep churning back and forth between those emotions, greed and fear. There's not limit up moves. There are circuit breakers that stop the market. And if they hit three down circuit breakers in a row, they close for the day. So protecting your portfolio is about transferring risk. It's about reducing the risk. It's about avoidance. It's all the things that you want with your portfolio. Why do you need protection? Because I just went through why. Because we're all too emotional when it comes to money. I mean, personally, I'm not, but we're all too emotional when it comes to money. All right. We forget what the basics are. We forget what we're supposed to remember. Okay. You want to avoid the fear and panic selling. Now, there's an old joke, and I don't want to offend anybody, you know, with how politically correct the world is, but the old joke on the floor was when the widows and orphans are running to their broker to sell their stock, that's the time to buy. Okay. Because when they're puking, when they're panicking, if you remember the movie Trading Places, Billy Ray Valentine, they panic and I can feel it. That's the time to buy. Okay. Keep your long-term portfolio intact and put yourself in a position to create potential yield. Right? It's very important. What we're going to teach you is how you can create more yield to your portfolio. All right. We can tell you this to a certainty that you're going to make between 60 cents to 150 cents per dollar. Okay, so sometimes you'll make less than the market, but if the markets are going up, you're going to make money, but you have a chance to compound that portfolio and end up with more shares, as I will show you in a little while. Now, market corrections, they happen. That's part of the business. Nothing can go straight up. You buyers have to change. You know, there's a thing called market theory and price discovery. Buyers change sides. People take some profits. They get some selling, bad news, whatever. Okay. But at the end, we're going to have, I would say in my mind, somewhere between a bear market and a crash. But a crash is again, if you're prepared for the crash, and B, if you're not emotional about it, and C, knowing that that's the time that you should be buying. Okay. Now, when everybody's selling, you want to be the buyer. You got to keep your head in the game. What we're doing here is a long-term perspective. Okay. It's not about immediate. Okay. We're not going to get immediate gratification, but we will know that we are protected. Don't panic when the market falls. Notice how many times I use panic in this presentation. Don't let tax considerations determine your strategy. All right. Now, again, we take all that out with our hedging model because, again, we don't ever sell. You know, I haven't sold any stock from my retirement account. I can't tell you when the last time I sold anything. And the only time I would ever sell stock is if it fundamentally changed, not direction wise, but if the company like GE went from a good company to a piece of garbage, I might sell it. Okay. You cannot outsmart the market by timing the trades. So strategies, what are the strategies? Well, the first thing you got to remember is you have your initial investment. You want to allow your earnings and your dividends to keep compounding within your portfolio. Now, again, if you need the money to live, then that's fine. You take out what you need to take out. But you want to reinvest as much as you want because you've got time to let the markets grow. We know that if we're hedged properly and we have a good strategy and we know it's going to create yield and it's going to protect our downside, then we can stay in the market. Because we want to compound as much as we can. Because investing is not a casino, right? Do not take unnecessary risk that you don't have to. Again, being naked in the market is taking unnecessary risk, okay? You know, again, I don't care whether you hedge or you don't hedge. I'm giving you straight math. This is not an opinion. This is a straight mathematical fact, okay? Don't take money out unless you have to, okay? Chips and touts are losers. And again, nobody knows. You know, you hear these guys make these ridiculous calls of where we're going. I say I think the market has a chance to go down 30 to 40%. But the first thing I tell you is that the first stop that I would see would be 23,300 in the Dow. Okay. That's where I'm looking at. I don't go farther than what I can see. I don't make ridiculous statements that can never be, you know, that have no basis. You know, for someone to call for gold for 10,000. Okay, well, maybe you could get through 1,900 first. Of course, right now I can't get through 1,365. So I don't know how about 10,000.
And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And we're going to get ready to stop out here for a break. You are listening to Todd Bubba Horowitz and the Bubba Show. We're going to step out here and we'll be back with more hedging and more of the Bubba Show right after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Bubba Show, we're coming right back to you.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're doing a little hedging today, so let's get back to it right now.
The warning signs are clear. And again, I only like the picture. I wouldn't give you the economic collapse part. But we do have margin debt at record highs. We do have a major debt bomb coming. Okay. Now, every market in history has collapsed for one reason, and it is always debt. And believe it or not, the Federal Reserve is always involved somehow. Okay. Interest rates remain at record lows. Now, you tell me, if the economy is doing as well as they tell me it's doing, okay, then why are interest rates still almost at zero? What is the problem? One of the problems is that they don't let the free markets trade because the Fed wants to have too much control. It's more government control, even though they're a private organization, but they are tied to the government. They are lost. They are clueless as far as I'm concerned. Commodities are crashing. They have not benefited. The dollar is at lows not seen in years, yet commodities are still down near their lows. Doesn't make sense. China has troubles that nobody's even talking about. And we hear about how great the jobs are. Well, we heard today that the growth and the earnings are not as good, which I've said all along. We don't have income that my income is less than it was in 2000. Okay. Dollar for dollar. Okay. That's the problem. All right. You cannot continue to try to inflate your way out of debt, which is what they're trying to do. They're trying to borrow their way and inflate your assets so you can pay more taxes. I get all the questions that I got. And then in October 1987, I remember it well. I was there. The market crash of 87 caught most economists, scholars, and investment professionals by surprise. Nowhere in the classical equilibrium-based view of markets so long considered inviolate was there anything that would predict. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Okay. Now, I did not predict it. I was short. I was, you know, I actually, there's a story I tell to my members, but in September of 1987, there's a prognosticator who used to write a newsletter, and starting in September 1st of 1987, he gave his commentary on the bottom line. He used to give his summation, and every day it was sell, sell, sell. Because you could see that there was a problem in the market. You could see, just like now, we can ignore it all we want. We can be complacent all we want. But at the end of the day, the markets always run through this same schematic. Optimism, excitement, thrill, euphoria, anxiety, denial, fear, depression, panic. And again, the new Peridium, which will be, you know, where we are right now, if it fails from here, then that will be where the market will fail. Because we always want to ask the question, could this happen again? And again, the overall crash, the one-day events can never happen again. We've said that. But a long extended period of disaster could happen. So you have to be protected and ready to go for that. Because again, everybody's a genius when the markets are going straight up. The bull markets create complacency. They can play all kinds of stuff that does not relate to trading, does not relate to markets. But it does relate to emotion, which is the worst thing you can have. Because when you're investing, okay, now you can invest in all these different things. Now, myself personally, I have some outside investments, but 99% of my money is in the stock market. You know why? Because I can protect my money in the stock market. I couldn't protect the seven figures I lost in real estate in 2008. Okay. I couldn't protect General Electric, you know, then their financial calling in our loans. Okay. I could not predict that, but I can defend against the stock market because I have a legitimate tool to give me a straight up defense. I could not defend against the other things that happened. So again, I recommend you have some real estate, you know, your home or whatever. I recommend you have a little bit of gold, but at the end of the day, I'm putting 90%, 95% of my money in the stock market, and I'm putting in whatever stocks I want. As long as they're liquid and I can hedge them, I don't really care because I don't ever worry about it because I'm not going to lose. I'm going to make a lot of money, and I'm going to be able to compound my portfolio at a faster rate than the 8% that the market does on its own. Okay, that's the thing about hedging. If I can have a direct relationship asset, which I can using options, I put myself in direct. And that includes your 401ks, it includes your IRAs, includes everything you got. So what's the magic formula? I'm going to show you a straight basic trade. This is one we teach. We make it. This is a regular trade that we make. Now here's the S&P. Okay, so let's say you had 500,000 of S&P stocks. All right, because again, depending on the size of your portfolio, you can either hedge one up, one against itself, or you can hedge a beta model of stocks that are related to the S&P 500. But so let's say you want to hedge 500,000, right? So you could do a 1-by-2 ratio spread. Now this one's a little bit old. It should actually say June now, because we're only 25 days from the March expiration. But we'll use the March for the example. So now we buy a 1-by-2 ratio spread. Okay, we sell the March 278. We buy the 276 for $2.92 debit. So right there, I can tell you to a mathematical certainty that your maximum risk on this portfolio, as I do it right here, is about 3%, 2.5%. All right, because my protection kicks in at 273, and then I'm covered dollar for dollar. Okay, so it's less than 2% actually. Okay, how's that? Now, the other part of that trade is we also like to finance it. We want to collect credit, because one of the benefits of options is they usually expire worthless. So we're trying to collect credit as well. So what we do, once we hedge our portfolio to the downside, we know we've got protection, we're going to sell an iron condor to try to collect some dough. So now I'm going to collect $1.29, and I'm going to try to collect that $1.29 every single week. Okay. So I'm going to try to collect $1.29 times 20, right? It's $2,500 a week, almost $3,000 a week that I'm going to try to collect on top of my portfolio. Now I won't collect it all the time. I will lose on them occasionally, but if I'm losing and the market's going up, then my portfolio, my underlying, is covering the losses. Okay, and I'm making money. I may make less than the market at that time, but I'm still making money and I'm still protected. If the market breaks down, then my portfolio, my hedge kicks in and I'm making money on that side. So I'm covered on every single end of the market. No matter what happens, I'm going to be able to either protect my money or make more money. And when I get that 65% of the time that we spend in consolidation, I'm going to get to keep it all. That's why we talk about some weeks you'll make 60 to 70 cents on the dollar. Some weeks you'll make 125% of the dollar. But at the end of the day, if you're using the method I teach you, you're going to compound your portfolio and you're going to be able to pick tops and bottoms, not by your opinion, but by what the market tells you, because we use a mathematical formula that dictates when you buy and when you sell. But we never sell out. It's when do we roll up our hedge. So we roll up our basis amounts. Protect your portfolio by hedging. Hedge your portfolio using stock options, by puts, put options, and sell credit spreads to finance the puts, right? So we do a 1-by-2. So we're financing the original put we bought, plus we're financing it again by selling spreads. When the market goes down, roll down your put options and buy more stocks. That's what we do, because when the market goes down, we use 3%. When it goes down 3%, we roll down our hedge, invest in more stock, and compound our portfolio out. That's the whole idea. The reinvestment compounds your portfolio with little to no risk to your initial investment. Okay. Now, the effectiveness of the hedging is very simple. Okay. We took 38 stocks in 2010. Okay. It was $1,793 worth of stocks. I'm going to show you the list. Okay, because I want you to see that there's nothing in here that was so ridiculously priced, okay, or so wild. They were all basic stocks that most of you probably own. Now, this portfolio was worth $2.4 million unhedged. Nice return, right? A nice double up, 1.5 times. Not bad. But if you hedged it, that same portfolio, it's worth $3.2 million by being hedged. Why? Because when the hedging model goes into play, when the markets dip down, we're rolling down our hedges, taking the cash out of the hedge and putting it right back into the market by buying more stock. I have many people who have done that. In fact, there's one on this call tonight that started out with Facebook, and over the time with Facebook has actually accumulated. He started with Facebook at 120. He's now got Facebook with 50 additional shares at 175, whatever it is. Okay. I've got somebody with Apple that bought Apple at 100. They've now got 75 more shares with the stock at 175. That's the objective of what we're trying to do. We want to continue to roll out these portfolios, and we want to use the mathematical edge. When it comes to hedging, when it comes to the type of trading that we do here, there's never an opinion involved. It's purely a numbers game. It's a mathematical model. Okay? Yes, there will be a recording made of this, Fred. That question I'll answer right now.
And, of course, we're going to go into the stocks that we started with and what the hedging model is all about. But, again, it comes back down to a basic mathematical model that helps you create a synthetic around your portfolio so that you can limit the risk to a small percentage, but you're really not limiting risk. You're really giving yourself an opportunity to buy more stock at better levels. And that's really what it comes down to is, again, this goes back to everything we talk about. It's about putting yourself in the best position to create a winning trade. And that's really what it comes down to, is being in position to create winning opportunities for yourself. Don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm as we try to reach for our goal of 1 million downloads. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're going to step out of here for a break and come back and finish off the hedging. But don't forget to sign up for Bubba's Daily Update at bubbatrading.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. I'm coming right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you, and we're doing the hedging, so let's polish it off, and here we go.
Now, here's the original stocks. Dollar General, Disney, General Electric, Glassworks, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, Johnson & Johnson, JMP, Coca-Cola. Nothing in here that strikes me as a wild card. Anybody disagree with that? Pretty basic stuff, okay? I mean, there is nothing in here that is really that crazy, okay? But what we do have is the art of compounding the portfolio. Now, here's six scenarios, okay, that we've been processed, all using $2 wides with $100 worth of stock. We started with 902 shares on 9/3/2010 with a 5% roll. Today, we've got 1,144 shares, okay, which the stock has a value of 244,000 from 100, okay? Here's a portfolio at 902 shares it started with. It's got 1,321 shares. It's worth 281,000. And I don't want to bore you with all these, but then when we roll down to the 3%, it's worth 329,000. Okay. So again, that's the idea. That's the art of compounding. You can see in every one of these, and these are real numbers from real data that was accumulated from 2010 when they started weekly options, because that was when the system was able to be developed, was through the weekly option model, made it even more profitable and giving you more protection. And that's what it's all about, is about protecting your portfolio at all times. So when your portfolio goes down by 50,000, basically what happens is you put in your hedge, the market gets creamed, your portfolio goes down 50,000, your hedge should go up somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000, right? So what you do is you roll down your hedge, creating a new basis, and you take the extra capital and you put it into another stock. Now, you know, if you don't have a stock to buy in, I say just park it in the S&P, okay? Or just park it wherever you want. It doesn't really matter if you're going to hedge it. That's the beauty of it. That's why you don't have to be out of the market. That's why when anybody tells me that they're only in cash, I go, why? It doesn't make any sense. I can lock that money up in the market and benefit from the dividends it pays and not have the deviation of risk where the markets can break against me as long as I'm hedged properly. Again, this is a mathematical model that we work on all the time. And that's the beauty of this. I mean, we take care of everything because we want to make sure that everything is protected. And that includes mutual funds, that includes IRAs, it includes anything that is benchmarked against an index, which all mutual funds are, or bonds, gold. I mean, we can hedge gold, equities, Russell, NASDAQ, S&P, Dow, any of them, okay, to an absolute certainty. And I can tell you the exact numbers. And typically, your average exposure, like right now, is probably about 4% because the volatility is higher. But when volatility is lower, your exposure is less. But again, if I told you right now, I could lock you in at a 4% downfall to your portfolio. However, you're going to be buying more stock when it's down, knowing that it might go up. Not a bad deal. In fact, we just had that example when the markets were down 2 weeks ago. We went down 3%. Everybody rolled down their hedges, bought new hedges, took the money and bought some stock. And what happened? Well, we went straight back up again. Again, that's the beauty of the model and how the model works. Paulson appears on Face the Nation. Our banking system is safe and sound one. I guess he was wrong. Again, anytime they start coming and telling you that they have things that are safe and sound is always an issue. Okay. Forget what they told you. It's always about the money. Okay. That's the key, is it's always about the money. And the question comes in is what happens in a bear market? All right. In a bear market, we obviously do much better because we're actually making a lot of money in a bear market. Now, there is something that goes with this, and this is how we identify some of the things that we do, okay, and that is what I call the phases of the market, right? Now, the market breaks itself down into a pretty much of a certainty based on, again, mathematics. Did you ever notice how geometrical markets are? All right. Again, that's just the way life goes. Markets are very much full of the geometry of it all. And if you look at any market on a long-term basis, and this works at any time frame, but I'm going to stretch this out just to give you a better idea of what it looks like. If I can get my fat finger off here. Okay. So markets all do the same thing. Okay. The first phase of any market is what they call consolidation. That is when nobody knows what's going on. You have the bulls and the bears are fighting, trying to figure out what they want to do next. Okay. And of course, the markets go back and forth. They make double tops, double bottoms. And they churn in a range until finally the markets decide that it's time to break out. They then break out. In this case, it's up and the trend is higher. And they'll churn around, they'll go there. And typically most markets end. So after you have the congestion and you have the breakout, most markets end in what they call the phase of blow off. Blow off is the phase when it's usually panic and fear, but sometimes it's greed. And of course, when that happens, typically the markets will go the other way. And that's exactly what we're looking for. Here's exactly the pattern that we're looking at here. Here is the blow off model here, which allowed the markets to rally. Now, if you want to look at this on a shorter time frame, you can see it happening much faster. And I recommend any of you to look at a shorter time frame just to get an idea of how the markets function, because here's exactly what we just talked about. Here's a consolidation. Here's a breakout. Here's a blow off right here to the upside. Markets did sell off. Okay. Came back down to a support level. There's another blow off to the upside. And look what happened. Bang. Down goes Fraser. All right. And that, again, that happens in all markets and all time frames, because what we're talking about here is what we call universal price. Okay. Universal price is simple. All charts, all time frames repeat themselves. All charts are the same. Every pattern always repeats over and over again. And if you look at any market, doesn't matter what it is, they're all going to look somewhat similar. Why? Because they all repeat the same patterns. Doesn't matter. That's the beauty of understanding the markets. It's something that you want to take advantage of as you go forward. Because again, what you're trying to do is you're trying to put yourself in that best position to find opportunity. And if you do that, then what you're saying to yourself is that I'm going to find myself the right opportunity to be able to make the most amount of money. And that's always something that I believe in. And that's why I believe in helping everybody to get yourself in that position. I trade deep in the money options and spreads and have been very successful. Is there a way I can hedge these options? The most are one. You can use this hedging model against your options. Okay. I'm assuming that you've been doing very well since the market has rallied and you're buying call spreads that are deep in the money that have that you're paying probably, let's say a $10 wide spread, you're probably paying $8 or something like that, $7.50 or $8 for those spreads, and they're already worth 10, but you're buying them to hope that they go to expiration. Would that be correct?
And yes, that is correct. And of course, that's a strategy, but it's like that's the opposite of selling an iron condor. You're hoping the stock doesn't go the wrong way. And again, it works. Everything works in a bull market. Okay. As simple as that. Again, I'm not a big fan of that strategy, but a lot of people use it and very successful. And again, if you have the guts to hang through the tough times, then it will work very well. Because what do we know for sure? The markets go up year over year, just not every year. So I hope you enjoyed the presentation. I hope you got some out of it. And I hope it helps you, saves you some dough. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. And we want to remind you to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm so we can reach our goal of 1 million downloads per month. Also want to remind you about our high school investing program. If you'd like to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Again, that's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Everybody have a great weekend. Great to be with you. And we'll see you back here on Monday. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Every week, we'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.